At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Huge thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFT partners of The Dan Patrick Show. You can dive into all the action, hottest NFL, NBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. But that's not all. Panini America, breaking new ground, exclusive NIL deals, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. Well, like the biggest name in college sports, Caitlin Clark. Also, some upcoming first-round draft picks. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Donruss, and so many more on the web at PaniniAmerica.net or the Panini Direct app. And discover Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments of the previous week. You get started by going to PaniniAmerica.net today, the official trading cards and NFTs of The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Filling in for Dan, obviously. I feel like I do this every Monday after the draft. Joined now by Mike Renner, who does an unbelievable job for Pro Football Focus. A lot to get to as it relates to the draft. Although, Mike, I got to start, which is always great, by the way, for the people listening on Fox Sports Radio. I got to start with Mike's sweatshirt, because I'm looking at Mike's sweatshirt. This is a key question. Were you painting over the weekend? Is that real paint? Or is that like, are you just fashionable? And that's the thing now, is you wear a sweatshirt that makes it look like you were painting.
It was purchased with said paint already on. I am not a handyman by any means. So this was, it is a fashion statement on my end.
So that's like the style. Mike, how old are you?
Yes, I am 32 years old. I just turned 32.
Okay. Because I feel like if that's the style, then man, I am out of style. That's amazing. So you went to the store and you're like, I could get the fake paint sweatshirt or the non-painted sweatshirt, and you went with the fake paint sweatshirt.
Correct. It's gotten a lot of love, actually. It's a very polarizing piece, but it's very comfortable. It's one of my faves.
Should we be asking Mike for his opinion on anything else for the rest of this segment? Yes, Seton.
I just feel the need. I like his sweatshirt. I think it looks good.
It looks awesome.
It's polarizing.
It looks like, you know what? It looks like my buddy in college who was a roofer. And like everything he wore, like had like paint on it and stuff. Like, you look like a man's man, Mike. You don't look like a guy that sits in an office and evaluates tape all day.
Well, that's what I'm going for. I want to surprise people with that.
All right. So a lot to get into here. Let's start with draft grades. Cause I was saying earlier, not a big fan of the people that say you can't do draft grades for 3 years, dude. How do you look at it? Is it just the players they got? Is it the strategy? Is it, you know, how well they did with what they had to work with? How do you guys evaluate over Pro Football Focus?
Yes, it's what you had to work with, because we actually went, you go back and look at like draft grades, and the teams that had two first round picks, like no one gets lower than a B+ in those. It's like, oh yeah, they got a bunch of really good players. It's like, of course they were going to. They had two first round picks. So for us, like, we gave the Giants a lower grade than probably, I think we gave them the lowest grade of anyone, because 5 and 7 were always going to be good players. You know, like 5 and 7 were no brainer picks. So you can't give them credit for that. They had picks 5 and 7 because they sucked last year. So to me, the draft grade has to be the decisions that went into the picks. So if, you know, if you didn't have a top 100 pick, you could still get an A if they were good decisions that you made. So that's how we do our draft grades at PFF.
It's such a great point, because I have not seen the Jets get anything other than A+ anywhere. They had 3 first-round picks and 4 of the first 36. Like, I mean, if they didn't get – and they got name guys that were ranked number one at their position or whatever. If they didn't get good players, then they should fail.
Yeah, exactly. And that's too much draft analysis. You got to actually dig into these picks.
Okay, so then I was saying this earlier. We just mentioned the Tyrann Mathieu news with the New Orleans Saints. Looks like he's going to sign there. But in terms of what they had to work with, do you take into account how much, like, the Saints gave up to get Chris Olave? Like, the trade with the Eagles, then the trade with the Commanders. It's like 5 or 6 picks for Chris Olave, Mike.
Yes, we definitely took that. That's why we gave him a C+, which is probably one of the lower people out there giving grades. But it was this year's first-round pick, 2 third-round picks this year, a 4th-round pick, next year's first-round pick, and a 2024 second-round pick. That is what it costs you for one Chris Olave. And that's not even, like, I love Chris Olave. I think he's going to be a great player and it's perfect for that offense. But there have been safe, quote-unquote, safe picks who have not worked out in the NFL. So to be that, give up that much for one guy is, to me, that's, you can't give that a good grade because of so many opportunity costs missed.
Is there a team that we're not talking about that you really liked or really didn't like? It seems like everybody's talking about the same teams. Give me someone that you guys really liked or really didn't like that maybe isn't getting as much attention.
That's a good. I really like the Cowboys draft. I don't think a lot of people have really loved it. You know, Jerry Jones had to go out and show his draft board to justify their first round pick. But I think they got 3 starters at 3 very valuable positions at tackle, edge rusher, and wide receiver with their first 3 pick. And then they had one of the best day 3s of anyone. I think their 5th-round picks all have a role on this roster. And Damon Clark in the 5th round, he's obviously not going to play as a rookie with the neck fusion surgery. But if he doesn't have that, if you can just, you know, throw that first year out the season, which you do for a lot of rookies anyways, he's a top, you know, 70 player in this class at the linebacker position that they got at 176. So I think the Cowboys had a very underratedly good draft this year.
Talking with Mike Renner, he's the lead draft analyst for Pro Football Focus and co-host of Tailgate, which sounds amazing. Sounds like a show I should be on, speaking of beer and food. Let's get into some of these quarterbacks, because I'm really curious, Mike. How much work – you do work in the offseason, right? Like, you evaluate the kids coming into the year. A lot of people I really respect had a first-round grade on Sam Howell – coming into the year. He went in the 5th round, Mike. Wasn't injured. How does that happen? How do you guys, and maybe you're going to tell me you didn't, but how do you watch the video of him in freshman and sophomore year, say he's a 1st-round pick, he plays a whole season, and then he's a 5th-round pick? How does that happen?
Because it wasn't, he didn't fall there because of his tape. Now the tape wasn't good this year, but even still, it was not 5th-round tape. He fell there because of his interviews, from all that I've heard. Was not good on a whiteboard, was not good with protections, blitz recognition, those sort of things. Just did not impress anyone. And I think a lot of these quarterbacks fell just because there weren't a lot of landing spots. You know, there weren't many teams really. If you're drafting a guy with a top 50 pick, you're putting him in that starter conversation, or at least to challenge your starter. And no one was really willing to do that. And so when you have a guy who's as far behind the learning curve as Sam Howell was, reportedly, from what I've heard, I just think teams were willing to go elsewhere, even though that, like, the sophomore tape was great. Like, it was first round tape. And that was, you know, none of these other guys were putting up near what he did as a true sophomore at North Carolina. So I still was a fan of his. I would have taken him before, you know, any of those guys. A lot of those guys that went in the 3rd round, to where I think the Washington Commanders, where they got them, have to be really, really happy.
That's really interesting, Mike. I had not heard that about Sam Howell in the interview process. I did see some reports of some concerns about erratic behavior from Matt Corral. I think Ian Rappaport said that during the draft. What about Malik Willis? I mean, these are the times where I almost feel like, Mike, we're being lied to. I mean, so many people said, oh, the talent, the upside, you know, top 10 pick, top 20 pick. Then he doesn't go till the third round. Was that a team meeting thing as well, or were we lied to? Like, how does that happen?
That one is the one I can't explain. I think he is talented. Like, there's no doubt about it. You flip on his tape for five plays, and you'll see a cannon of an arm. You'll see elite rushing ability. He's probably the second best runner at the quarterback position in the NFL right now. And the biggest thing with him, though, is the learning curve. It is just literally the offense he played in is not going to have anything to do with the offense he plays in at the NFL. Just nothing similar whatsoever there at Liberty. So the learning curve, so if you're taking him high, you're probably waiting 2 to 3 years for him to even see the football field. And then the offense he's going to have to run. So it's not like Jalen Hurts in that manner who, you know, is going to be able to hit the field quickly despite maybe having limited physical tools, who's also, you know, a runner at the position. But then once he does hit the league, once he does start, the offense he's going to run is going to look like maybe a couple offenses around the NFL. It's going to look like what the Ravens do with Lamar Jackson. Because if you're not taking advantage of that, you're doing it wrong. He can't just come in and say say even the Titans where he went and do the exact same thing you're going to do with Ryan Tannehill. It's going to have to be unique to him. And not a lot of teams are willing to do that for a backup, have a special package of plays, have a special offense just for their backup to come in. So I think that was the biggest, if I'm going to pinpoint any reason he fell, it would be that.
Mike, last one. What about the 2023 draft? Because I saw where you just dropped your mock draft, which, by the way, some people get real upset about. I love it. Oh, yeah. I think it's amazing. Some people are like, you can't do that. It's way too early. It ruins kids' dreams. It ruins everything. Like, again, another person I don't want to invite to my beer pong tournament ever is that person. But you just released your 2023 mock draft, which is obviously very early. Who stands out to you? What stands out to you about the draft in general? And then what quarterbacks are you pretty confident will go in round one?
Yeah, I hate the people that think I'm hyping these guys up too much by putting them in the first round. As if, like, all these guys haven't had their ego stroked, haven't been five-star recruits with their ego strokes that they're, like, 16 years old. I think they've had enough by now that one more mock draft isn't going to push them over the edge. But I will say the quarterback class is better next year. And I think that played a factor in a lot of these runs, whether it was the Seahawks passing on quarterback, whether it was the Falcons waiting till the third round, the Lions, like some of these teams that everyone thought would be in the mix. I think next year is going to be the year they go up and get their quarterbacks because, with multiple first rounders, some of those teams have the firepower to go up and get one. So it's a good quarterback class. And I really like this defensive tackle class after some weak DT classes the last 2 years. We got some studs coming in 2023. Jalen Carter from Georgia, highest pass rushing grade of any Georgia defender last year was Jalen Carter. Loaded line that just saw, three guys go drafted first round from that defensive line. Best ones still at Georgia right now. And a guy named Jaquan Roy at LSU, defensive tackle. Like, there is some defensive tackle talent that is much needed in the NFL today.
Check him out. Pro Football Focus lead draft analyst, co-host of Tailgate, Mike Renner. Mike, thanks so much for the time.
For sure. Thanks for having me, Ross.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Really, really excited about our next guest. By the way, Paulie, let me ask this. Before I bring in Ed Marinaro, there's like a standard Ivy League joke. He's probably heard it a bunch of times. Should I do it anyway or should I not do it?
You Ivy Leaguers got to have that connection.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to do that then. By the way, Ed Marinaro, I think a lot of people know him as the actor of Hill Street Blues and otherwise. He set 16 college records. He was the first running back in NCAA history to run for over 4,000 career yards. By the way, that's back when freshmen weren't allowed to play. That was 4,000 yards in 3 years. He got second in the Heisman at Cornell. You know how good you have to be to get second in the Heisman from Cornell? That is unbelievable. Ended up getting drafted in the second round by the Vikings, plays in a couple Super Bowls, has a nice NFL career, then had a great acting career. Ed, it's Ross Tucker, man. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Hey, sounds like it'll be fun. Sounds like a fun guy.
Before I get into the draft stuff, Ed, my question is, does it still bother you? I know you said the other night that you're 72. Does it still bother you, like when you go to bed at night, that you didn't have the grades to get into Princeton and you had to go to Cornell?
Oh, boy. I didn't know I was going to have to deal with this crap there. Sorry. No, you know what? I actually got put on a wait list at Princeton. So it was, you know, I'm from New Jersey. I just wanted to get further away from home. So Princeton was not, the problem was Princeton, they found out that my parents were married. So I got rejected. So
shout out, by the way. I know. Shout out, by the way, to the Princeton Deve admissions. That would have really helped our football team those 3 years if they had made sure Ed was in there. Ed, I got a lot of questions about the draft the other night. I guess the first one is, when do they tell you, when do they ask you to do that, and what kind of guidance do they give before you actually get a chance to go out there and announce a pick?
All right. Like people have been asking me this for the last, 48 hours. So that I got invited by the Vikings to come and do their draft party in Minneapolis on Thursday. Okay. And, it was kind of cool. I mean, I don't have a whole lot of contact anymore with the league or the Vikings. I go back to their Legends weekend. Anyway, so I say, sure. So, they fly my wife and I out there, and we had a good time in Minneapolis, got to see some old teammates. And then I go to Vegas for the NFL draft. Now, you got to be honest, I don't follow this stuff anymore. I'm not one of these draft junkies. I don't think I've ever watched the whole thing. So I get there, and they're very nice to me. So I go to they pick me up, and I go over to wherever they had the thing. I was a little, I think it was at a hotel. Was it the Bellagio? I don't remember. Anyway. So they bring me in, and I go to the green room where all the other presenters are. I'm hanging out with like Marcus Allen and Sebastian Maniscalco, who's a great comedian who I think is great, Larry Zonka. So it's cool. So yeah. It's a little chaotic backstage, in this green room. So they come up and say, okay, Ed, you're the second person to go. I go, okay, so I'm getting ready. And then I said, what do I do? I mean, I go out there let me just say this first. So before this whole thing started, they brought all the presenters out onto this stage. Okay. In front of the crowd. I mean, this crowd was freaking enormous. I've never seen that many. I felt like I was at Woodstock, performing at Woodstock. It went forever. And I'm like, whoa. I said, this is crazy. So then we go back in and they tell me, you're the second person to go. So I go, okay. So I'm getting ready. And then my son texts my wife and say, Dad's not going on next. The Vikings just traded their pick. So I go, okay. So then they come out and said, you're not going on next. I said, so when am I going to go on? I said, well, it'll probably be like an hour. I said, okay. So I go backstage. I have a brew or two. I'm talking to everybody, having a good old time. And then again, there's all this, and these people with headphones are walking around. I go, excuse me. Hey, when I go out there, I mean, what do I do? I mean, do I just read the thing? I go, okay, yeah. I go, okay, just, read. I mean, can I say anything? Do you want me to say anything? They go, yeah. I mean, can I have some fun? They go, oh, yeah, that's good. They like it when you have fun. Okay. Now, no one said to me, hey, Ed, you got 60 seconds. Okay, so let's get it over with. Do what you do, blah, blah, blah. No one said anything to me. And you know what? I asked multiple times, what do I do? And no one can give me a definitive answer. And I'm not watching what the other people are doing. I didn't even, they had TVs. I couldn't hear what the other presenters were doing.
So, right.
So I go out there again. I see this crowd, and all of a sudden, my adrenaline starts going. I've been in the entertainment business for 40 years, okay? This is a guy like, this is my dream come true, I'm looking out there, and I see them, and they're cheering and yelling, and I just got, So I'm having fun. I'm going to have some fun. People said that, I was talking about myself. Well, who else? Who am I going to talk about? So So I get out there and I'm just reflecting a little bit about my draft experience, which I thought was funny, and a lot of people really enjoyed it. And, then I'm going along and blah, 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 and I kind of knew, I was pushing the envelope a little bit. But again, I was enjoying the crowd was responding. Then this woman comes out, and I thought she was going to get like Will Smith me, She comes out and she goes, she did something, and I go, no, I didn't really hear what she said, but I got the hint, come on, move it on. So I read the thing, and there you go. And I go off stage, and nobody said anything to me. Like, reflecting back, I think they were ignoring me when I came.
That was going to be my question. What was the reaction afterwards when you walked up? Because you knew that she came out and kind of cracked the whip. So when you went in there, and did nobody say anything to you? They just kind of like looked the other way?
I was in my own little world at that point. I thought I did good.
I thought it was amazing. I thought it was hilarious.
I know. The funny part was, and I don't know if you could hear it, but when she came out and did the whole thing, the crowd booed her. They booed her. Again, this was happening all so fast.
Ed, question. Do you think they were booing her, or do you think they were booing you?
No, they weren't booing me. They weren't booing me. You know what? What's funny is, probably several of the people out there were Blue Mountain State fans. Guys in their 20s and 30s.
Yeah, former TV show you were on.
Yeah, and they were drunk, and they wanted, they wanted something.
Go Goats.
No, right. They wanted to be entertained a little bit, and nobody was doing that. Not that I knew what people were doing, but, I just wanted to have some fun. And, I was like, blown away by the reaction, from people. My Twitter, I don't do a lot of social media stuff, but my Twitter thing got just bombed. And, to be honest, like 90% of the people thought it was great. And then I had that 10% that like thought I was the worst person in the world. How could I do that?
The worst person in the world.
No, I understand that. I understand that. But there are people out there. Again, I had never been in Twitter wars, but people coming after me, like insulting me. One guy said, call me a D-list actor, I'm at least a C-list actor. I'm not a D-list actor.
Talking with Ed Marinaro here on the Dan Patrick Show, Ross Tucker filling in for Dan. As you can tell, Ed got a lot of attention for his announcement of the Vikings' second round pick, which, by the way, Ed was back in 1972, 16 NCAA records, got robbed of the Heisman Trophy, in my opinion, by Pat Sullivan back in 71. Here's a question I've always wanted to ask you, Ed. To my knowledge, I met you one time somewhere. I can't remember. But here's my question. I know you get asked this all the time. NFL or actor? Like, let's say you could only pick one. Or maybe it's Heisman or an Emmy. Like, you're 20 years old, knowing what you know now. You're 72. Someone said, Ed, you got to pick a lane. You get to do Hill Street Blues and win an Emmy, or you get to be an NFL player and you win the Heisman and you win the Super Bowl and you play 10 years. Which one would you pick if you could? Because that, like, most people have dreams. Those are like their two dreams, like to be an actor on TV or to be an NFL player. You did both. Which dream is better? I'm dying to know.
That's a tough one, only because as an athlete, you have a certain lifespan as an athlete. You can't, I don't want to blow my wad and have my life over at 30.
Right.
So I would have to say, like, acting, obviously you have actors don't retire. They either can't remember their lines anymore or they die.
All right, so what if you could only act till you were 30? What if it's the exact same amount of time? You could have been on Hill Street Blues till you were 30, or you could have been in the NFL till you were 30.
Ross, what am I going to do after 30? That's a terrible question.
You have a degree from Cornell.
Oh, okay.
You could have done something else. Yeah.
So what I would have done if I hadn't done either one of those two. Okay. I would say You know what? I got more kind of self-satisfaction out of my athletic career than my acting career. I mean, I think my athletic career required a lot more, you know, commitment, dedication.
Right.
Anybody can be an actor. If you have a pulse, you can call yourself an actor. You know, and you know, it's, remember, acting is, and it's been a great life for me, for my family, my kind of great career, my great people. But you know, it's just you pretending to be somebody else, and that's what acting is all about. As an athlete, you have to, you know, a lot of it's God-given, but a lot of it's developed. And you know, it requires you to be committed, work hard, ups and downs, overcome a lot of stuff. It's easy, you know. You see it happen all the time, and a perfect example of what makes sports great is Tom Brady. I'm a Tom Brady fan. I mean, here's a guy who had no right to be the greatest of all time. When you look at his early career, 6th round draft pick, you know, backup quarterback for 4 years. He never lost his personal self-esteem. He, you know, stayed positive, and look what he did. That's the great thing about sports. Acting, you know, is kind of, you know, it's serendipitous. You know, you got to get really lucky. You can get really lucky as an actor, but sports, you got to have the goods.
Yeah, you got to earn it. Ed, really appreciate the time. I thought it was hilarious Friday night. I don't like that you're getting all kinds of flack. Awesome guy. Awesome to talk to. Unbelievable career, both football and acting. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Okay, Russ, thanks a lot, man. Hope we can meet in person again.
That would be great. Ed Marinaro, former NFL running back, college football Hall of Famer, of course, an actor on Hill Street Blues.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Speaking of a hot move, how about the Philadelphia Eagles? They made two hot moves in the first round on Thursday night. And the guy that did it, Howie Roseman, the executive vice president and general manager of the Eagles. Howie, by the way, thanks for coming on the show. But my first question, before I even get to the draft stuff, do you have anything to do with the food over there? Because I was there in Philly, for people who don't know, at the Eagles cafeteria. I was working the draft for the Eagles for their Eagles.com, and their food is so good. It is so good.
Exactly what to say to me, Ross. Like, I am obsessed with the food that we have for draft weekend, to the extent that, like, we're meetings and then, you know, Katie, who's been with me 20 years, she's like, have you seen the menu? I'm like, I'm sure the menu's great. She's like, can you please look at the menu? Because I know it's going to become Friday or Saturday and you're going to care and you're going to say, I didn't see the menu. So it is so important to me about the quality of food that we have. It's such a passion of mine. It's unbelievable. I'm so glad you recognize. Thank you. Thank you for recognizing me.
I mean, I had an omelet. I had a smoothie. I had fruit. What's it called? Like acai bowl or acai? I don't even know what it is.
And I had. I mean,
Howie, I think I tweeted during the weekend that I would come out of retirement just to be able to eat what you guys get to eat every day. It's unreal.
Now that's a different menu than we give the players now. I just want to be clear, you know, like, we can't do that. And and then we get some local restaurants here, favorites, you know, it's unbelievable. It's an unbelievable weekend. In fact, you know, my wife said yesterday, you know, what do you want last Sunday night dinner? And, you know, anything you want, you're done with the draft. And like, you know, our job's over, like, I'm going on vacation, you know? but I was like, you know what? Like, the last three, I don't even know. Like, I freaking killed it the last 3 days, you know? So I'm glad you recognize
that. All right. So speaking of exciting, so I'm there and it felt like, Howie, the trade up from 15 to 13 to get Jordan Davis, and then the AJ Brown trade with the 18th overall pick. In my mind, that all happened in like 5-10 minutes. I know it was probably longer than that, but it felt like 5-10 minutes. How does that happen? Like, when did you start to lay the groundwork, and when did you have a pretty good idea that that was going to happen?
Well, to the credit of the Titans and J-Rob, John Robinson, a tremendous general manager of the Tennessee Titans, you know, our trade with them was done. But at the same time, you know, we weren't going to make a trade with a first round pick and have a guy who had 1 year left on this deal. So we had to do an extension. Torrey Dandy, AJ's agent, we've done a lot of deals with. Obviously, Jimmy Sexton, longtime relationship with him. So we just had to do it, but it wasn't done. So we're kind of dealing with the fact that we have two picks, and we had to make sure that first pick was right, because really that's the anchor. That's the anchor, like, that first pick in the draft. And shoot, I'm not so sure Jordan Davis can't handle an anchor. Like, we had the Penn relays this week, you know, I'm not so sure. Man, that guy's a freak. So we had to do that. And then at the same time, like, we don't have the deal done. And so, got to go and try to finish that deal, because, you know, you want to be fair to John Robinson, you know, like, it's kind of like, am I picking 18th? Am I, you know, what's going on here? And at the same time, you know, Philly, Ross, you know it. And just imagine that, like, you know, we can't get a deal with AJ. And all of a sudden, 3 days later, it's reported, like, we can't get a deal. We had AJ Brown, we couldn't get him. Woo, boy, that wouldn't be good. That wouldn't be good. So, you know, there weren't many people who knew about this. And so a part of it was like, we also wanted to have a competitive edge of no one knowing what we were trying to do in the first round. So nobody trade up in front of us and get one of the players. If we had a receiver, that probably changes the approach for teams of our first pick. And You know, same thing with J-Rob. J-Rob wanted to make sure he got what he wanted. So we were like, we're going to not tell anyone, except obviously, you know, Jeffrey knows, Nick knows. And then when we're on the clock at 18, we're just going to announce this trade, and then it's going to come out after that. So what was cool about it is we did the deal. I think we were done with the deal of either pick 14 or 15. And then, like, still the people in our draft room didn't know what was going on. And then we brought everyone in, you know, around the clock at 18, and I'm sure people had favorites who were going to pick there. And basically said, hey, we traded the pick. And, you know, I think people were a little disappointed we traded the pick. And I was like, and we got AJ Brown. Here we go.
So that's interesting. So you had the trade parameters worked out with the Titans, but you were literally on the clock with AJ Brown's agent, because if you don't get him signed to a contract or agreed to by the 18th pick, you wouldn't have done the trade. So that's got to be about as intense of a negotiation, because usually you have time for any kind of contract negotiation. You're talking like a span of minutes deadline to get a big contract done.
Now, we are dealing with it the whole day. So it wasn't like that was the, you know, we're starting it when the draft starts. We're dealing with it. But yeah, we had work to do, and credit to everyone involved.
Yeah, but you had a deadline. You had to get it done. You also, second year in a row, you moved up a couple spots to draft the guy you really wanted. Last year, Devontae Smith, who had a tremendous rookie year. This year was for Jordan Davis. Walk us through those trades, too. You talk about the parameters with the Texans, I'm assuming, before the draft, and sure. You just kind of have intel, or you have a gut feeling, or just there's a decent chance that the team in front of you might like the same guy?
Well, you know, obviously, tremendous respect for the Baltimore Ravens, and they got a tremendous player. I think for us, it was important for us that we got this player, this fit. It just made sense for our team and how we wanted to build it. And so we just didn't want to take the risk, you know, and I'm sure they're ecstatic about the player they got. He's a great player and great person. So I don't want to say I knew what they were doing, because, you know, Eric, Ozzy, Coach Harbs, I mean, those guys are really good at what they do. I think for us, it was just ensuring we got the right player for the Philadelphia Eagles.
So let's talk about Jordan Davis. I love the guy. I was trying to get him to win the Heisman last year during the season. I guess the one critique I think is interesting about him, Howie, is the lack of, you know, pass rush stats and pass rush production. But what's funny to me about that, I guess, is that's the same thing people are saying about Trayvon Walker, who was the number one pick in the draft. It's the same thing they're saying about Wyatt, who was a first round pick. And looking at the stats for Georgia last year, it almost feels like your third round pick, N'Kobe Dean, with 6.5 sacks. Like, there's only so many stats to go around.
All right. Well, and I think also, you know, you got to look at what they're asking him to do there, right? For sure. You also have to look at the fact that, and, you know, our scouts, our analytics group, like they, because these are the conversation in draft rooms, like, convince me that I shouldn't be worried about this, you know, because you see it in his body. I mean, you see him as a nose one-on-one with the center. You see the pushback. You see him looping on stunts, and you see he's got closing speed. And I think one of the great points was, like, you know, this team won a lot of games by a lot of points. And so, like, they have a lot of five-star guys. Is he playing in the fourth quarter when, all due respect, they're beating Georgia Southern by 40 points, right? Like, is that a situation where, like, you know, he's going and he's just, you know, they're winning by 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. He's just rushing, you know, you don't see that as much. And I think the same thing, like, he had a sack against Alabama that was called back. There was a penalty that doesn't count. No, does it change now when he's got 3.5 sacks or 4 sacks? So I think for us, we knew what was in his body. We knew what kind of player he could be. I mean, this is a guy, even saying all that, you know, all the awards, was he top 10 in the Heisman voting, right? Won the Allen Trophy. Like, we're not talking about a guy who wasn't productive, helped, you know, the number one ranked defense in the country. So we understand all that. And obviously, listen, if this guy had 8 sacks, would he be anywhere near the 13th pick in the draft, Ross? No way. I mean, the guy's going in the top 5.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If Georgia had him out there for more obvious passing downs, he's a top 5 pick, and you guys don't have a chance to get him in the first place. I mentioned the third-round pick, N'Kobe Dean. You know, there's a lot of comments that came out as he was falling in the draft about his health. I guess, can you just walk us through the process? I guess different teams' doctors have different opinions. What is the process for evaluating guys, grading their health, and what were you told?
Well, I think the first thing is that's a huge part of why we go to Indy in the combine. And there are guys who go and have more information. And then teams, they share medical information. You know, that doesn't mean everyone's got the same opinion, but they share, hey, we got more risk, we got less risk. And our docs do a great job of that. And then you have a medical meeting about a week before the draft. Some teams kind of maybe do it earlier, some teams maybe later. But and we basically say, this is where we're at. This is where we are on these guys. And, you know, we're going to put them on the board or not. You know, if this is a foul, we're not going to put the kid on the board. And so, you know, coming out of that medical meeting, I didn't think the issue with N'Kobe was the medical. I thought the issue with N'Kobe was, like, if we don't take him in the top 20, are we getting this guy? Probably not, right? He's probably gone. And so when we got into Friday, you know, you have these conversations with your docs and you basically say, hey, here are a couple of guys that we're looking at 51. N'Kobe's there. And you know, they kind of rewalked us through it. And at the end of the day, we decided to take Cam only because stubbornly convicted about O-line, D-line, right? Like, those guys are the same, but that's how we roll here, you know? And it's like, you got to stand for something, and that's what we want to stand for. And so we took Cam, but those are the two guys, and I'm not going to lie, I'm sure a bunch of our scouts were, you know, love Cam, but also like, man, that's N'Kobe Dean. And so then, you know, it's kind of like, and at that time you're saying, hey, this guy's falling, you guys good? And yeah, we're good. And then he's falling more, and then it almost becomes like, we must be missing something here, you know, like we must. So there's probably between our pick, the first 10 picks, you're just like, he's going, you know, so you don't even worry about it. You're so far away. But as we got about 15 picks away, like, I'm superstitious, so I didn't want to jinx it. Like, I didn't want to, because I really wasn't anticipating him be there. And I think as we got closer, I'm like, are we sure? Like, I think I, like, three times I call, are we sure? And they're like, this is how if he's on this team, he'll be out there at rookie minicamp next week, you know? And so then it's just like, let's take N'Kobe Dean, like, right? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it was funny because we got a few trade calls at that point. And obviously we didn't have a lot of volume in this draft based on the trades we did in the first round. And we started with 10 picks and definitely didn't end up with 10 picks. But it's like, we actually got our amazingly good offers in the third round. And some of those trades ended up happening, so you can look at them. But it was like, man, we can't mess around. I mean, N'Kobe Dean, it's like, is there a more Philadelphia Eagle than N'Kobe Dean?
Love it. Howie, really appreciate the time. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Appreciate you having me. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. There he is, Howie Roseman, the Eagles executive vice president and general manager. They had one of the more eventful drafts, that's for sure.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you. Like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.